The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. These words of our Lord are unmistakable. The bread and the wine that we bring forth at every Mass truly becomes the flesh, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the priest raises the bread and says the words of consecration, "This is my body," and likewise the chalice, "This is my blood," these things that look and taste like bread and wine are no longer mere natural things, but are truly supernatural. The body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. They are not symbolic, they are not allegoric, they are really, truly, substantially the body and blood. There's no other way to look at this. This is not some random doctrine that was made up by the church over the last 2,000 years. These are the words of Christ. God himself has taught us, and so we listen. We accept this. We take him at his word. But I imagine if you're here at Mass in the middle of the week, especially at 8:15 early in the morning, you probably already believe this. Why else would we show up if not to see our Lord in the flesh, to talk to him, to be with him, to receive him in Holy Communion? And this is a good thing to do, to come to Mass, to attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass, because at each Mass, our Lord is made truly present on that altar. He really comes to be with us, and he waits here for us. We do more good by attending one single Mass than all the world governments in the world combined do throughout their existence. We obtain more graces for the world by attending one single Mass than any other action we could possibly do. So it is a good thing that we are here. It is a good thing and a holy thing that we are here and that we come to Mass to see our Lord.